This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. You're listening to Global Kids with me, Khaled. Today my guest is super fun, my friend Abdullah. Abdullah and I both go to George Street Normal School. He's really good at answering in class, like really good. He's always full of ideas and never afraid to share them. He's clever, kind, and one of those friends who makes everyone laugh. Abdullah's family is originally from Multan in Pakistan, and he sometimes visits his grandparents and cousins there. I'm really excited to have him on the show today. Welcome, Abdullah. How's your day going?
It's going great, Khaled. Thanks for having me. I'm really...
You're happy to be here?
Yeah.
Well, let's jump right in to the first segment. Around the World with Khaled. All right, everyone. It's time for Around the World with Khaled. Abdullah, your family is Multan, right?
Yes.
Have you been there before?
In fact, I was born there and I went there last year.
Oh, are you going to go this year?
Maybe, maybe not.
So you don't really know yet, right?
Yeah.
What's one thing you have heard about Pakistan that you really like?
Pakistan is the world's major exporters of rice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's a great fact. Do you get to talk to your grandparents or cousins often?
Of course I do. I talk to them at least one time a week.
At least one time a week? Your brother, Abdul Rahman, told me that you guys speak almost every day. Do you think he's right?
Nope.
Okay, then one of you might be lying. Doesn't matter. What do you think is the best thing about growing up in New Zealand?
I think it is the scenery. The weather's okay. I just like being here.
Your brother said the same thing, but except the weather part. That's a great thing. So, well, are you completely okay with the weather, or do you just don't like it?
I love it.
You love the weather?
Of course I do.
Well, I don't like the weather at all, because if it's sunny, really sunny, after 5 seconds, it might hail really bad. So I don't know about the weather. I'll say no, I don't like it. But in summer, I like it. It's normal. It's really good, except then in Pakistan, which is really loud. If your cousins from Multan visited you here, what's the first place in Dunedin you'd take them?
I would first take them to Mama's Chicken, the second best restaurant on my list.
What's your first?
Nando's.
Oh, I remember. Nando's used to be here in New Zealand. I don't know where did it go. And we can't even find it anywhere. Even in Christchurch, Nando's is not open anymore. Well, yeah, we went there and we couldn't find Nando's. Oh, I miss Nando's. I'd say my first used to be Nando's, but now it's not. I know, because it has been a long time. I don't remember the taste. All I remember, it was really yummy. Those were some great answers, Abdullah. Now that we've talked life in different places, let's move on to something I know you'll be awesome at. Games. To the fun, Kirit's Fun Corner. Kirit's Kids Corner. Welcome to Kirit's Kids Corner, my favorite part of the show, and I hope it's going to be yours too. Abdullah, you've been known for being quick at thinking. And now let's see how fast your brain really is. It really is, because lots of other people don't know. Now let's start off with some puzzles. What can you hold without ever touching it?
Don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah.
How can I explain this? You breathe... Oh, no, I just said it. You breathe air in. Like,
Your lungs?
No. I... In that sentence, I said that word.
Breathe?
Well, yes, your breath. Yes, that's correct. Like I said, you can breathe it in. So you got it correct. I'm thinking of a number. When you double it and add 4, you get 10. What's the number?
10?
No. You get 10 when you double it. But, I mean, not double it. You get 10 when you double it and then add 4.
14?
No. When you double 14 and add 4, it equals to 32, so that's not 10. You get 10. Double that number. This is not a riddle, it's like a maths question. Double the number, like...
14.
My God. It can't be it. It has to be like under 10 or something. Look, you double that number, like something plus something, and plus 4, and it equals to 10. Still thinking? I can't give you a hint on this one. Look. What two numbers plus and add 4 makes 10? 10 minus 4 equals?
6.
Yeah, so what two numbers make 6?
3.
Yeah, 3. So the answer is 3 because I said double that number and add 4. 3 plus 3 equals 6, and add 4, and you get 10. So that's the answer. That was awesome. You've got such cool imagination. Now I'm giving you 2 choices, and you have to tell me why you picked it. Pizza or biryani?
Biryani.
Why did you choose biryani?
The taste in your mouth.
So the taste?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too, but I choose pizza. Don't tell it to anybody. Summer holidays or snow days?
Winter holidays.
Like, oh, yeah, snow. I mean, winter. Snow and winter. Why would you choose winter?
Because you can, like, there's frost.
And you can... And snow.
Yeah, and you can have fun. But school can also get delayed, like, 10 minutes, 5 minutes late.
I think you're more of a... I mean, sorry. You're more of a winterish person because you like winter. You like winter. No, I'm not lying, because before I asked you that, like about the weather about Dunedin, and you said you really liked it, even though Dunedin is really cold. So I think you're more of a winter person, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were a summery person, but it doesn't matter. Reading books or building Lego?
Building Lego.
Why are you building Lego?
Reading books is boring. What do you do when you read books? Nothing.
You're not that kind of good person. Like, why would you do that? Well, lots of kids would choose that. But you're not a smart person, that means. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that. Play cricket outside or watch cartoons inside?
Play cricket outside.
Why?
It's more of an exercising way to...
Well, yeah.
Enjoy your day. And once you go to sleep, you don't have to wake up all night and like that stuff. You can just straight fall to sleep.
Yeah, that's something good. Well, I do cricket outside too, because I don't want to watch cartoons. I'm not really a that cartoon person. I really like YouTube, but not that many cartoons. Visit Pakistan or go to Disneyland?
visit Disneyland.
Well, yeah, you visited Pakistan before. Wouldn't you like to meet your other parts of your family?
What?
Wouldn't you like to meet your grandmother, grandpa, grandma,
yeah,
cousins?
I would. I would send them photos.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice, yeah. Well, I'm going to go to Disneyland for my 10th birthday because I'm double digit. You're going to be double digit after, like, two years. Yeah, not 1 year.
No, 2 years.
Huh?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. I said 2 years because you're 8, 9, 10. Two more years. I love those answers. Now what else could we do? Now, one last round. Let's go a bit wild for this one. This is called the Color Clash game. I'll say a color and you have 3 seconds to name something that's that color. Ready? Blue.
Curtains.
Red.
Shirt.
Green.
Carpet. Grass.
Wait, I was thinking about the same thing. Yellow.
Sun.
Oh my god, why are you reading my mind? I just said the same. I was thinking about the same thing. Brown.
Poop.
Ew, I thought you were going to say chocolate. Don't use that kind of language. Poop is not good. Yeah, nice, you're so fast. Now, Samford, would you rather? Would you rather fly or be invisible?
Be invisible.
Why?
Because you can sneak up on your teacher and, like, do something, like, scare them.
Oh, well, yeah. And then in class, sometimes, like...
You could skip everything.
Yeah, well yeah. And then you can tell your... And then you can, you know, like this is like a prank kind of thing. Look, your teacher doesn't know about anything, but all of your friends know that you're here. But they don't know you have the invisible power, and neither does your teacher. But your teacher thinks you're not here, but your friends do. So only one person knows, which is who is your teacher, you're not here. And then when you get suspended because you didn't come to school and your mom knows that you did come to school, then your teacher will actually get, people will say that she lies because the teacher said that you weren't here to class, but other people know that you did. So that's the thing. Look, if you do that, that would be really fun, but that's even bad for lying. Eat pizza every day or chocolate every day?
Chocolate every day.
Have a pet parrot or a pet penguin?
Penguin.
Visit space or visit the deep ocean?
What?
Visit space or visit the deep ocean?
Visit space.
Have school start at 10 a.m. or end at noon?
And start at 10 a.m.
Have a robot that does your homework or a fridge that gives you free ice cream?
A fridge that gives me unlimited ice cream.
Because in school you don't have homework. Do you have homework in school?
Nope.
Me neither. So it's a good choice.
But it's in like intermediate or like high schools.
Yeah, well you get. But when you get, as you get older, you get really hard homework and you get more homework and more. That was super fun. Okay, now let's slow things down and talk a little bit about life. Let's talk life. Abdullah, what's something that always makes you happy?
When I get like star of the week, like,
oh yeah, in school, you're in room 14, right?
Yeah.
When I was in room 14, I also had star of the week. So I'm just gonna tell a quick review about to the listeners. So star of the week is like something. I'm not telling you, Abdullah. I'm telling the listener. You understand that, right? Star of the week is like something like it's like. You have a box and everybody puts their name in it. You fold it and put it in, and then you mix it up. And then whose names comes out is the star of the week. And then that person will be the starve the whole week for 5 days, for the 5 school days. So that makes you happy, Abdullah?
What?
So that's what makes you happy, yeah. Starve the week? Who inspires you the most in your family?
My grandpa.
Again? Well, yeah, because he's a really good... Wait, were you the one who said your grandpa was a really good mathematician?
Nope.
Oh, I got mixed up with you and your brother. Your brother just did a show before, you know that, right? Well, you do know that he's a really good mathematician, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains a lot that why you like him the most in your family. And that's really good. I really like my grandmother most in my family. What's something kind someone has done for you that you'll never forget?
Like, you know Moise, like, in room 13?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just telling the listeners. Moise is somebody in room 13 from our school. Okay, yeah, go, Abdullah.
And he dropped, her mom dropped me off at futsal.
Yeah? Oh,
because my dad and my sister were at camp.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, yeah, that's really kind. And it's something you'll never forget?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's really kind, dropping people, even when people need help. Helping is really good. If you could make one rule for your school that everyone had to follow, what would it be?
That students will be the teachers and they will get... They can do anything.
Well, you know that teachers, like, can't do anything. But, yeah, a teacher can do a lot of things. Oh, that's a great choice. I'd say that, too. Just in case, if I am going to choose. What's one dream you have for the future?
That I will become a great businessman.
A businessman? Like, businessman for, like, what? Like, working at a company? Have a company? Oh, yeah. Then when you have a company, you can even get famous having a really big company.
No, I want to be a football star like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Nearly most of the boys would choose all, like, being a really good footballer or one of those sports. If you could send a message to kids everywhere, what would you say for the last thing for the day? For that show.
Be kind.
Anything else?
Stay tuned for the next message.
Oh, that's a great message. You're such a thoughtful person, Abdullah. And that brings us to the end of today's episode, Abdullah. You were amazing. Thank you for being on Global Kids with Kidded. Thank you. So, do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Stay good and watch the next episode.
Oh, that's such a nice message. That's even helping me. And thank you for everyone listening. Please listen to my shows for the listeners because I really want lots of people to listen. Until next time, keep smiling, keep learning, and keep wondering. Bye.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidit signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.